blessing to be here today, and I didn't realize so many years went by since me and Richard and Angie talked about Cambodia, and just the things that God's doing, and how we can encourage one another as in missions and in just serving God. I was really to hear Brian and Kelly speak about serving in the prisons, and I wasn't going to share this, but I need to. I was saved in prison in 1995, and it's because of the hearts of people that go in and share the gospel. God's able to transform lives, and I thank you for your serving heart, and that meant so much for me to be able to come out and serve God. And just missions, it all started, and I wanted to share this. Angie told me to share this because I shared it with them. But with Pasadena, they do medical outreaches, and they have these really cool T-shirts, and I like the T-shirt, so I went to get a T-shirt. But through that, God did a work in my heart, and I've been open to short-term missions ever since then. So let's pray. Father God, we thank you and we praise you, dear Lord. We thank you that we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for this conference. And Lord, we just ask you to touch the serving hearts here, Lord, as we give you the praise and glory in all that you've done in all of our lives, Lord, and just the many things that you want to do in the young people's hearts as they get touched by you, Lord, and go out to the uttermost parts of the world, Lord. So, Father God, I thank you for this time, and I ask you to bless this time. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to start with the mission trip I talked about where I got the T-shirt. And that was down at the Bull Ring in Tijuana. And I was, like Brian mentioned, I would carry bags. For years, I carried bags, everybody's bags, the doctor's bags. And we did medical outreaches. Well, while we were there, the first one, I was an usher, and you know, there was tents set up, and they had doctors and dentists and people to examine the eyes, and they had ministry going on for the kids, and it was really neat, giving food and giving them food to take home. And there was a lady there, and she came in with headaches, and I don't know, it's like God just had me focus on her, because she went from tent to tent all day long because of headaches. And the last one she went to was to see the eye doctor. And so I was watching her, and she has these big, giant pink glasses, and she's walking out smiling. And it was just because she couldn't see, and she had these headaches. So it's like God opened my eyes to see what the physical and the spiritual healing does and how important it is, both of them together. And over the years, we've seen so many people be blessed by medical outreaches and the things that God does. I wrote a bunch of things, but God like changed things when I got here. And I wanted to share about Cambodia, and because this isn't this all happened because of one of our young adults in 2010, and it's kind of changed the church's life. I mean, a lot of people in the church have been changed because of Cambodia. We do a lot of ministry in Mexico, and but Cambodia is something special to us. So it happened when one of our youth went to Marietta to go to school, and they were going to have a two-week mission trip to Cambodia. And she had told her parents, Gabe and Paula, and I remember Gabe telling me, you know, that his daughter wanted to go to Cambodia. I said, oh, praise God, she's going to get blessed. He goes, that's my daughter. I don't know if I can let her go. And it all turned around. She did go, and she was sending us back these reports that I could see that God was doing a work in Cambodia. In a village of Prevain, they had went out there, and they brought the gospel. And She was saying that they were telling her, don't bring food, don't bring medicine, don't bring money, just bring Jesus. And who likes to hear that? I mean, this is wide open, and it's, they just want the Lord Jesus. And so she had came back, and in 2010, we went to the missions conference there in Marietta. There was a nice group from El Monte, and we were all fellowshipping and listening to all the studies and everything, and there was a missionary there from Mexico, and I introduced them to, and they started praying. They were just by themselves right there in the foyer, and they started praying, and we seen Katie fell on the ground and was crying, and I go, oh, wow, God's doing something here. But God was confirming that she would go back to Cambodia, and she went back, and she was serving with Water of Life there in Cambodia. And in May of 2011, we went out there to Cambodia, the church did. And it was all new for a lot of us. We hadn't done overseas missionary trips. We didn't know what to expect. She had briefly told us about things out there. And so we started our mission trip out there. One of the places we went to, we did go to Prevain, where they had wanted Jesus so much. And it was neat to go take that 70-mile ride through Cambodia out to Prevain and see the church that God was planning there. We were able to help there do some construction, and just see the kids there. And the kids are the same everywhere around the world. God has blessed me to go to different places in the world, but the kids are, they just want to have fun. You take their picture, and then you show them their picture, and they love it. They want to do it over again. And so we built that relationship with them. We did a medical outreach over there with just vitamins and some other things. We gave them toothbrushes and different things. And it was just a blessing to see what God was doing over there. Speeding it up a little bit, then Katie got married to Josh, and Josh is here today. They're home from Cambodia for several months. So God did work. They just had a baby, by the way. Esperanza, right? Yeah. So their family's growing there. They'll be going back to Cambodia in January. But I wanted to also share about the different things that God was doing there in Cambodia. Prevain, of course, it's always going to be special in my heart to see there. We had poured some concrete, and a lot of the youth and everybody, they were like, oh, we're going to do concrete. I said, all right, cool, but the aggregate's about this big. So when you mix up the concrete, it's not easy. So we were mixing up like about a yard and a half of concrete, and it was a lot of work. And so the next year we were going, I told them, well, yeah, we're going to do concrete. And they were going, oh, we're going to get a mixer. Got to get a mixer. But we never got one. We just mixed it up by hand. And we got a really good workout out there. And we seen that we poured a piece of concrete where the pastor could have a house there. The following year, we built did the foundation for a bathroom. So we've been seeing the fruit of going back and just the heart of the people to continue to serve God there. We didn't go this year. We're going to go back next year, I hope. And just the kids there and the people, they capture your heart when you go over there and spend time with people. At Water of Life, the kids that are growing up there, that are going to school, you see them, they're studying, and they're also catching the vision to go out and plant churches in different places. One of the places was Aircast. They called it the Island Church. And we got there, and it's just a small thing when we first got there. Over the years, it's grown, but some of our missionaries that went with us, they said they walked for about 30 minutes back in the jungle to minister to the kids there. And they said it was the coolest thing because when they got there, the kids were all sitting right there waiting to be ministered. They wanted to hear the word of God. And it's something that, you know, it just encouraged us as missionaries when we go to different lands that people are eager to hear the word of God. Recently, we went to Canada, and we were trying to invite people to come to church there. Everybody has everything there. And as we tried to pass out flyers, they ignored us and everything. And when you go to a land where the people are open to hear the gospel, it's such a blessing, and it's such a difference. So here in Cambodia, the people, they want to hear the word of God. And I wanted to talk about that. The Children's Hope Orphanage. That's something that there's an orphanage there. And from the first year that we went, Pastor Manny, our pastor there in Almani, he wanted to do something special for these kids. So we started to, we got sponsors there at the church, and we sponsored them each month. And over the years of going there, we've seen the kids mature in the ways of God. There was one little girl that I remember, I forgot her name, but she was real bad. And after 3 years, she's really calmed down and everything. And I said, wow, you can see the change in her heart and just being loved on and having stability in a orphanage that loves Jesus and teaches them the word of God. So that was a blessing to see the growth in the people. I know Angie had asked me to share some things about things that God has done in my heart over the years, lasting fruit. God, through that first missions trip, when he opened my eyes to see the lady, how blessed she was to get the glasses and walk out of there seeing and not having a headache, God continued to put it in my heart to sign up for all the different outreaches that they had there in Pasadena. And over the years of just continuing to take short-term mission trips, God has shown me some things and brought some people into my life that that are awesome, and they've ministered to me well over the years. And I was able to be used in different areas of the world and stuff, and learning some lessons. Some of them are hard lessons. When you're out in the mission field, one of the things that we made a mistake with doing was giving the people money. And that's one thing you don't do, because you want to give them Jesus Christ, because Jesus will last forever. Money, they can spend it, and you don't want them depending on you for money, but you want them depending on you for the Lord. Depending on the Lord, and you want to give them the gospel. So that was one of the things I learned in Nicaragua. And I was blessed to go to Turkey. And this also happened from, we're in a prayer meeting, and one of the guys started praying for the Muslims in Iran. And, you know, I told him, I said, I don't think they want Jesus. They're happy being Muslims. And a year later, the Lord opened the doors for me to go with the group to Turkey. And in Istanbul, a ministry there, they teach. They see the Iranians there, and they go and they witness to them. And they come to Christ, and they have like an underground church where they take them to, they minister to them. And if they agree to it, they minister to them for three months. They'll teach them how to minister, how to have Bible studies. And it's a really neat program. They sent them back to Iran, starting underground churches and everything. And we were with this organization called Elam. And God was showing us so many things through that. The Muslims coming to the Lord, and God reminded me about that. And he's able to get through anything. There's nothing that God cannot get through and save a person. And I was limited to that. I needed to learn that. So now I'm more open to hear about things. The fruit there is that they had just finished printing the New Testament in the Farsi language. And just this last year, anyway, it's here someplace. Here it is. This is a New Testament in the Farsi language. And they had just finished printing 1 million of these, and they've been giving them out since 2008. And this year they just got the Old Testament written, and so now they're able to give the people in Iran the whole Bible. So people are coming to the Lord. God's coming to them in visions and dreams, and it's something we hear about Iran and the Muslims and all this, but the founder there, Sam, he said that we don't have to worry about anybody bringing Iran into submission, that Jesus is going to bring them. He's going to save them all. What a lot of people don't know is that a lot of the people are sharing that they're tired of Islam, and that's something we don't hear. So they are open to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that was a blessing to go see that. One of the other trips we went to was to Africa. And this was a group of dentists and assistants and some pastors from Cameroon. And there were several of us that had done ministry together from Calvary Chapel, Pasadena. But now we're all at different churches. I had recently went to Calvary Chapel, Amani. And so we all got together. We went with our dentists. One of the dentists there, he went to the Presbyterian Church in San Gabriel. Well, we all got together. We went to Cameroon. And that was something else. But they really have a great faith over there in Africa. And one of the things we got to see, because when you would get into different areas, you'd have to go and talk to the chief of that area in order to get permission to go in there. And we wanted to have a crusade, and we wanted to have a dental outreach. And he said, okay. And a couple of days later, we set it up, but it was raining really hard. I mean, pouring rain. And I remember the worship started, and the pastor got up there, and he prayed, and he asked the Lord to please stop the rain before the message comes out. And they kept on worshiping. And when the pastor, Ben from San Gabriel, when he stepped up there to give the message, the rain stopped. And it stopped just like if you turned it off, like if you're in a shower and you turn the water off, the rain stopped. And everybody's like, whoa, God is powerful. And he gave the message, and more than 220 people of the tribe came forward and accepted Jesus Christ. And those are encouraging things when you see stuff like that happen. Also, the witch doctors from the tribe, they came forward. They said, well, I want to serve this God. Because I don't think they stopped the rain like that ever. So we've seen God do a wonderful work there. It was very encouraging for my faith to see God move in that way. There was a song that they sang there in Africa. The God of Elisha lives. and they have a deep faith. They believe that God can do everything and anything that He wills. And it increased my faith to come back and know that we serve a God that's alive and that He's touching the hearts of people all over the world, all at the same time. This isn't something that is something that we're imagining. He is. And God gave me the opportunity to go to different parts of the world and see that He is moving, see that He's touching hearts. He's touching hearts in Cambodia and Nicaragua and Mexico and Turkey and Iran, all over the world, all at the same time. Not everybody's open, but it's something that's encouraging. So we have to know that our God is alive. He's alive, and He's, I'm sure, touching hearts right now to go out and do missionary trips. A lot of times people feel that they have to go and plant themselves in some country, and God does work like that. For me, He's allowed me to go to many short-term mission trips over the years. And we get to see so many people, especially down in Mexico. I want to share this one story because it was neat. You know, God works, and He just does some awesome things. And sometimes we're not even looking to serve God in any way for Him to work. And we're just being ourselves, and God does a wonderful work. But we're on our way down to Vizcaino Desert, where a group of pastors from Napa, Pomona, and from Mexico, they have a pastor's conference there in Vizcaino. We go with a pastor named Victor from Sojourners Missions, and we're on our way down there. It's a 10-hour drive from Rosarito, so it's a long journey. And about 5 hours into the trip, we stopped in one of the towns there, San Inesio or something like that. And there's a house, or it was a building, and it said open, and we were hungry, so we got off the van, and we were all talking, and we walked in there, and we sat down, and the lady's looking at us like, you know, what are you doing? And this is the time when there was a lot of problems with the cartel and everything down there, but we're not even thinking about this. We just sit down at our table and everything, and we're talking, and she asked him, what do we want? And Pastor Victor started sharing. He said, oh, we're missionaries, and we're going down to Vizcaino. And she just like, and I guess he told her that, isn't this a restaurant? And she said, no, this is my house. And and so he goes, oh, I'm sorry. But he started sharing, you know, the gospel with her. And she said, you know, she wanted to hear more. She wanted to hear more. And then he had asked her if she wanted to accept Jesus Christ. And she said, wait a minute. She went and got her whole family and brought them there. And they all accepted Jesus at the same time. And then they kept us there, and they shared their meal with us. And we just left, you know, rejoicing in what God was doing. Because we didn't plan that. We were hungry. So God worked through that hunger, and people were saved. There's been so many other things that God has done in my life, and just bringing my faith and being able to help people. Recently, because I was always the person who carried the packages, I was always the person who did construction. In Nicaragua, we put an automatic sprinkler system there at the church, and they were the only place that had a lawn for the kids to play on, and so I wasn't really part of the ministry of teaching and doing the things with the kids or any of that. I was always doing some type of work. And when I got to El Monte, it changed a little bit. Well, we kept on doing construction, but there was more ministry that we were doing with the kids in the orphanage. And this is new to me. Now, this is 2013, and I'd already been doing missions for quite a few years now. And God wanted to do a work. This little girl was sitting there, and she had this little puzzle. And she was looking at me, and I could see in her eyes she wanted me to help her build that puzzle. And I said, oh, man. Okay, so I started helping her, and then she took take it apart and look at me, and then we'd build it back together. And then she'd take it apart, and she'd look at me, and then we'd put it back together. And so But during that time, God was putting a puzzle back in my heart that needed to be rebuilt. And through that, I had a deeper compassion for the ministry and the different things of just not going and building things, but actually, you know, sharing the Word of God with the people and being able to tell them about Jesus. That's the most important thing as missionaries that we can do, leaving them there with Jesus. It took quite a few years for me to catch that, and I was always part of it on the outside. But when God touched my heart to be more inside of that, you know, that's the thing that we want to do for the people that we visit around the world, wherever God might touch our hearts to go. Our missionaries now, we were there with Water of Life, and we still are part of that. We will continue to visit the people there at Hope Orphanage, but our missionaries, God has changed, you know, gave them another vision. Now they're going towards a Greater Hope Orphanage, and that's further out into the jungles, right? And our missionary, Josh, he's here, and he can tell you, you know, if anybody would like to hear about that. He has a lot of things to share. He's actually been there several times as we talked about different things. The church that we visited in Managua, he was actually part of the team that went to go plant that church. So he has many years of missions also. And it'd be a blessing if you'd like to talk to him about Cambodia. The different things that are going on there right now, and what's going on with his family. But I just thank you all for allowing me to be here today and to share what God has done. It's to just go out and be able to help other people, especially like we have in we went to Indonesia, to Nias, after they had a 8.7 earthquake. And you see, orphanages and stuff that are just pancaked with everybody underneath their dead, and you see the people outside crying, grieving, and you see all this devastation. And you come there with a few doctors, and they're able to help the people there. And this one trip, it was right after the tsunami. We didn't have any idea. We didn't have translators. We didn't have anything. We didn't know what was going to happen. We just knew that we needed to go over there and meet a missionary who needed help from Safe Harbor in Rancho Santa Margarita. His name was Bill. And that's all we knew. And we got there, and it was neat to see how God provided, because we met a pastor who had two daughters that spoke English, and they were our translators. And just all the things that happened, there's so many things happened that just touched our hearts and helping them. But the doctors kept in touch with these girls, and we learned later that they had put them through college. So we go to bless, but we get blessed back in the things that we do. And you just never know what God's going to do. And just having a serving heart to want to step out. Today, our church is involved in Mexico, church planning. We went out to scout in 2013. Now there's a Calvary Chapel that's been planted in La Paz. We went all the way down to Cabo. All Bajas, you know, we kind of scouted it out. And there's pastors' conferences now in La Paz and in Vizcaíno to train up these pastors. And they're not all Calvary pastors. They're from all kinds of different churches. But they've been coming there to Vizcaíno for 10 years. And God's doing a work in some of these churches are planting other churches. They have missionary churches that they're sending missionaries all over Baja. So we get to see that. And We'll be leaving, I think, October the 10th to go do some relief for that hurricane that just came through there. So these people are in need, and God places you in areas that, you know, you're gonna be able to assist the people and bring them the Word of God and the hope of Jesus Christ and just the encouraging things that we all get encouraged with through the Bible. We're also going to be in, like I said, in Cambodia. Hopefully next year we'll go back again and visit our family, the Schmidt family, and see what God's doing. But what I wanted to end with, if the group from La Mirada that's going to Cambodia in December, could you please stand up? Okay. I was hoping that we could lay hands on them to prepare their hearts for this mission trip, if you're around them, and if we could just pray for them. Angie and Richard have been such a blessing to me, and I see how much they love the Lord and love the work that God's doing out there. And I just wanted to pray for this team. Okay. Father God, we thank you and we praise you, dear Lord. We thank you because you're a loving God. And Lord Jesus, you came from heaven to earth to save us, Father God. You gave us the example. And Lord, as my brothers and sisters step out to go to Cambodia, Lord, you've spoken to their hearts and the things that you would have them do there. Lord, I know that each time we get ready for a missions trip, there's a lot of spiritual warfare. And there's a lot of things that come against us, Father God. So I just pray that your protecting hand will be upon them, Father God, that you will place a protective hedge around them. Help them to keep their eyes on you, Father God. And Lord, prepare them for the things that you have for them, Lord. And like Pastor Richard had told me about building bridges, that his pastor, Pastor Brian, told him to build bridges. I pray that you continue to use them to build the bridges and to lock arms with the people that you bring in their path, Lord, to do the work there in Cambodia, Father God. We do pray for Cambodia as a nation, Father God, and pray for all the missionaries there and all the people who are, you've touched their hearts to go out there and minister, Father God. Lord, I just pray for them. We pray for salvation for that country. We pray that you take that country, Lord. Make it a Christian nation, Father God. And Lord, I just lift them up to you now. And we also pray for our United States here, Lord. We pray for our country, Father God. Oh, Lord, you know the beginning from the end, and your word says that if my people will repent, I will save their nation, Lord. So we ask you, Lord, please place it in our leaders' hearts to once again make this a God-fearing nation, Father God. And Lord, prepare all of our hearts, all of those who are planning to go out, prepare their hearts, Father God. Have your hand upon us all, Lord, till we're there with you in heaven one day. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Robert.